The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
It was a quiet night like any other. The sky was dark and a chill hung in the air as a group of friends made their way to a seemingly ordinary part of town. But there are places where the ordinary hides the extraordinary, where the walls whisper and the shadows shift in ways we can't understand. What starts as a simple curiosity, a walk to investigate a long-forgotten building, soon takes a terrifying turn into the unknown. A question arises, one that will haunt them for years. Who lit the candle? Manik Biswas was no stranger to the tales that circled the colony where he grew up. The stories of an abandoned building, of footsteps in empty hallways, and of a candle that burned every night in a locked flat. For years, these were just rumors, fragments of a story that no one really dared to investigate. But as Manik grew older, the pull of the mystery became too strong to resist. The stories didn't just stay in the past, they followed him, urging him to find out what really happened in that forgotten building. But sometimes curiosity leads us down paths we wish we hadn't taken. As Manik and his friends step into the shadows of the past, they discover that some questions are better left unanswered. Their journey leads them into a mystery that will not only test their courage, but their very understanding of what's real and what's not. Let's get to the letter they write. Dear Tony, let me introduce myself to you all. My name is Manik Biswas, and I lived in the quiet surroundings of New Bombay during my school days. Today, as I sit here, I'm writing to share something that still unsettles me to this day. This is the first time I'm putting these experiences down in writing, but I feel it's something that has to be told. The story begins many years ago, back when my father had recently retired from his position with ONGC. As a family, we had been living in the colony in Panvel, a small area nestled near the edge of the city. The colony itself was an odd mixture of old and new, but there was something distinctly eerie about it. It wasn't just the way the buildings were scattered across the grounds, nor was it the way certain buildings always seemed empty. The colony was built on what used to be a graveyard, and though it wasn't widely talked about, it gave the place a strange energy, a sense that the land itself had memories. In our colony, there were four blocks labeled A through D, each for different ranks of employees. My family lived in Block B, the one that was mostly occupied by longtime residents. But even then, there was always this unnerving feeling that something was just off. Some of the buildings, like the one at the end of the colony, had been abandoned for years. I'm not sure what it was, but there was a heaviness in the air around those vacant buildings, as if they were holding on to something that couldn't quite be explained. The empty spaces between the buildings only added to the weird atmosphere. It was as if the land, even after so many years, hadn't quite let go of its past. Then one day, there came news of a tragedy that would turn one particular building into something more than just abandoned. It would become infamous. A man, a bachelor living alone on the ground floor of one of the buildings, had taken his life. His death came without warning, and no one could understand why. The man seemed to have everything going for him. He was about to get married, his career was progressing, and he had no apparent financial or personal issues. His colleagues described him as someone in the best of spirits, a man with no signs of distress. So when he was found hanging from the ceiling fan in his flat, the shockwaves reverberated throughout the entire colony. No one could make sense of it. Why would he do this? Everything was going well in his life. In the weeks that followed, the building began to empty. At first, only a few families left, citing personal reasons. But soon, more and more people moved out until the building stood almost completely empty. The strange part was, no one ever really talked about the man's death, at least not openly. But there were whispers, whispers about the strange things that began to happen in the building after his death. People spoke of hearing footsteps late at night, the sound of doors opening and closing in the dark hallways, and the faint flicker of a candle seen through the windows of the abandoned flat. I, of course, didn't believe it. I thought it was just the stuff of rumors and overactive imaginations. After all, I had grown up in that colony. Nothing supernatural had ever happened to me. But as time went on, I couldn't help but feel a growing unease whenever I walked near that building. There was something about it that felt wrong, but I couldn't pinpoint exactly what it was. And as more people began to leave, the building only seemed to become more of an enigma. There was talk that a candle would burn every night in the locked flat of the bachelor who had died. It seemed impossible, but no one could explain it. Every time someone passed by that building late at night, they would swear they saw the light of the candle flickering through the windows. It became something of a legend in the colony. The building, once bustling with life, had now become a place to be avoided. People began to fear it, not because they knew what was happening, but because they were afraid of what they didn't know. And it was then, when the story started getting under my skin, that I decided to do what no one else dared to do. I would go to that building. I would see for myself if the stories were true or just the result of too many minds running wild. It was Diwali night, the time of year when the whole colony would be immersed in celebrations and everyone would be busy with fireworks and gatherings. The perfect time to slip away unnoticed. I had already convinced a couple of my friends to join me on this little adventure, and we made sure to pick a night when the colony would be distracted. My parents, caught up in the festivities, wouldn't even think to check on me. I told them I was going out to burn crackers with my friends, and off I went, slipping out into the night. We arrived at the colony's outskirts. The path to the abandoned building was barely visible under the dim streetlights. The area felt entirely different, like we had stepped into another world. The usual hustle and bustle of the colony was replaced by an eerie silence, and the buildings surrounding the abandoned one seemed to press closer together, as if they were keeping watch over us. It was an unsettling feeling, like the walls themselves were aware of our presence. As we reached the park across from the building, we could see it more clearly. The building looked like it hadn't been touched in years. The windows were dusty, the paint on the walls had long since faded, and everything seemed stuck in time. But still, we pressed on, eager to see what all the fuss was about. We walked closer to the flat where the candle was said to burn each night. The further we went, the more palpable the strange energy became. The air grew heavier, colder, and it felt as if something was watching us, waiting for us to step closer. We stood in front of the building for what felt like an eternity, but nothing out of the ordinary happened. No flicker of light, no eerie sounds, nothing. For a while, I thought maybe all the stories had just been exaggerations. Maybe the place wasn't haunted at all. Maybe it was just an abandoned building, nothing more, nothing less. We waited there, laughing nervously, as the night grew colder still. The wind began to pick up, and the distant sounds of fireworks echoed through the air. Then one of my friends stopped suddenly, his face frozen in shock. He was staring at the building, eyes wide, mouth open in disbelief. I turned to see what had caught his attention, and that's when I saw it. The faintest glimmer of light coming from the balcony window of the flat. A candlelight. Faint but unmistakable, it flickered in the dark, casting a soft glow from behind the dusty glass. At first, I thought it might have been a reflection, maybe from another building nearby. But no, it was too consistent, too steady. The candlelight was coming from inside the locked flat. We were frozen for a moment, the reality of what we were seeing sinking in. There was no way anyone could be inside. The building had been abandoned for years, and the flat had been sealed from the outside. There was no possible way a candle could be lit in there. Yet there it was, burning quietly in the dark. We walked closer as if drawn by some invisible force, and I could feel the discomfort creeping over me. The air seemed to thicken around us, and each step felt heavier, as if the ground itself was reluctant to let us go any further. We approached the building's entrance, and in a rush of adrenaline, pushed the door open. The hallway was pitch dark, and the air was stale, as though it hadn't been disturbed in years. We made our way to the flat in question, our footsteps echoing eerily in the silence. The flat was locked, just as we had expected. The balcony window, where the candlelight had been visible, was securely shut, and the door was bolted from the outside. We checked everywhere, hoping to find some kind of explanation. Perhaps someone had snuck in, or maybe there was an easy-to-miss trick of the light, but nothing made sense. The flat was sealed off, and yet the candle had been burning. Panic gripped us then, and we knew we had to leave. We ran from the building, our hearts pounding in our chests, the cold air biting at our skin as we looked back one final time. As we reached the end of the park, I glanced over my shoulder to see the building looming in the distance. The lights of the colony seemed so far away now, as though the world we had just left behind was slowly fading into something else, something darker. Over the years, that question has haunted me. Who lit the candle? The flat remained locked, untouched, and abandoned. No one ever moved in, and no one ever returned to that building. The stories continued to circulate, but none of us could ever answer the question. There was no logical explanation, no rational reason. All we were left with was the unsettling mystery, lingering like a shadow over the colony. Now, more than 20 years later, when I meet up with my friends, we all share the same unspoken thought. Who or what was responsible for the candle? And we still don't know. As we look back on this story, one of the most chilling aspects of this experience isn't just the inexplicable events, the flickering candle, the locked apartment, the eerie sense that something unseen was watching them. No. It's the unsettling feeling that comes with the realization that some mysteries are just beyond us. Mainak and his friends tried to rationalize what they saw, but they were left with no answers. Instead, they were left with a question that lingers long after the story ends. Who or what lit the candle? From a psychological perspective, it's easy to say that they were all simply victims of suggestion. After all, the human mind has a strange ability to create patterns, especially in situations that seem to defy explanation. The mind might have played tricks on them, pushing them to believe in something supernatural, something beyond the ordinary. Perhaps it was a combination of fear, darkness, and curiosity that led them to misinterpret what they were seeing. In moments of tension, our senses are heightened and we become more vulnerable to illusions. We look for answers, even when none are readily available. But even with all that, there's still something deeply unsettling about their experience. What if, just for a moment, they weren't mistaken? What if there is a presence in that building? There are stories throughout history of places and objects that seem to hold on to the past, objects that refuse to let go. Could it be that this building, this abandoned flat, was one of those places? A place where the veil between the living and the dead is thinner than we realize? As we consider the possibility of a supernatural explanation, we are left with a chilling thought. Some forces may exist that we simply cannot comprehend. Perhaps, just perhaps, There are things in this world, be it spirits or energies, that cannot be explained by our current understanding of science or psychology. We can call it superstition. We can dismiss it as coincidence. But sometimes the questions that remain unanswered are the ones that haunt us the most. So, as you reflect on this story, remember this. Sometimes the scariest thing isn't the ghost we see, but the ones we never do. Maybe the candle was just the beginning of something far darker that we'll never fully understand. And maybe that's the way it was meant to be.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.